Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Lansing, to Ebling and You on WILS 1320. This is Cameron Ganas filling in for Jack Ebling, and in studio with me is Nicole Sclafani, and we have a couple more guests in studio, and welcome in.
Thank you. We have with us today is Laura DeLinde and Linda Anderson, and they're actually with the Urbandale Farm in Allen Street, and we're with Joan Nelson with the Allen Street Neighborhood Center right over there on the east side. And we're talking today a little bit about urban farming, urban produce, and I know with the Allen Street Neighborhood Center, what they've done with the farmers market, food and locally grown produce has really been very important to that community. Joan, why don't you talk to me a little bit about how that whole started and a little bit of the history. Give us a concept
absolutely,
of it first
absolutely.
Before we get into the farming.
Great, and thanks, Nicole, for having us here today. We've been doing work around food, actually, almost since our inception back in late 1999, 2000. Mm-hmm. We have a pantry, actually a set of interrelated and synergistic food programs that include a weekly pantry that serves about 100 families who are pressed these days, and who come into the Neighborhood Center on Tuesday afternoon and mm-hmm. pick up a couple of loaves of bread and some gleaned produce provided by the Garden Project. We, in 2004, started a farmers market, the Allen Street Farmers Market, mm-hmm. and were assisted, actually, in that project by Laura DeLinde. Mm-hmm. And the farmers market has grown incredibly over the last 7 years. We started with a 10-week-long pilot for 4 hours and four farmers. This last summer, we had 16 farmers, four additional vendors. Nearly 16,000 people visited the market over the season, between about 400 and 700 mm-hmm. For each market day on Wednesday. And it's a delightful market. It's a place where people yeah. gather, neighborhood folks as well as folks from outside the neighborhood, not only to buy fresh produce but to catch up on goings on in the neighborhood.
It's really almost like a trend too, because I've gone to Allen Street, and I also
Thank
go
you.
To Bath Township. We just started one
yes.
as well, and just being in Traverse City when I'm up there, I love
Absolutely.
That farmers market. So I think people really like to do that
they do.
Now, and I
they
think
do.
It's a more of a community-based thing and locally
yes.
fresh produce and
that's
fine
right.
organic.
Laura would call it a commons, and
yeah,
in fact, that's what it is. It's really a place where people come together to catch up on what's going on in the neighborhood and to socialize and to there's a many other benefits besides access to mm-hmm. fresh, affordable, locally grown produce. We also started opened a greenhouse in Hunter Park in 2008 and have lots of urban gardening programs. We offer classes and workshops. Linda, in fact, is our horticultural consultant mm-hmm. at the Garden House, and she teaches a lot of the
programs. I need to go to some of those classes, I think.
Oh, we have a wonderful program called the Urban Gardener Certificate Course. It's outstanding.
Great.
That Linda teaches folks how to grow food in the clay soil and shady lots of
the
east
side. That's what we have at our house. So.
Yeah, good. You'll be right at home. And lots of youth programs and whatnot. But, you know, our production is limited at the greenhouse. And so we were thrilled when Laura and Linda decided to yeah. open, to launch a farm, a real urban farm, the first in Lansing in, 100 years.
Let's talk about that really quickly. And actually, it's a half acre. Is that correct? Half acre farm and growing?
Yes. It's a half acre at the moment.
Yeah.
It was land given to us by the county land bank.
Mm-hmm.
And we have every intention of expanding it over the next several years. Next year, I think we're going to add another half acre, so that makes an entire whole acre,
yeah.
which is going to be challenging and quite exciting. We have plans for it. We already know pretty much how we're going to plant it, who we're going to work with, and hopefully it's going to engage others in the neighborhood as well,
oh,
so
definitely.
It isn't just us.
All right, we're here again with Linda Anderson and Laura DeLinde with the Urbandale Farm here. They're talking about a half an acre and growing plot of land that they're actually now is what's grown there going to be sold at the Allen Street Market, or is it going to be sold maybe in the pantry or given to people?
Yeah. So this is Linda. We have sold in two different places. We do sell at the Allen Street Farmers Market mm-hmm. once a week. We also, though, have a farm stand on South Hayford Street, where our farm is, where we sell every not now because there's snow on the ground, but back during the summer, we sold on Tuesday evenings and Saturday mornings.
Okay.
So we had people from the neighborhood able to walk in. We also put signs out on Michigan and Kalamazoo and Clemens, and we had a lot of people see our signs and come driving in.
Right.
So we sell in both of those places.
How much do people appreciate that, living in that neighborhood or even in the community there?
Yeah, we had many of the neighbors say to us, hey, this is pretty neat. We like having you here. And we had some people come in who used to live in the neighborhood and were excited to see something done with what had been a vacant lot for quite a long time.
I think one other thing we need to mention is that we have a three-tiered price scale for produce, and we have one price for the general public, which is comparable to the price that most farmers sell their produce at market. And then we have a second price, which is a discounted price for Urbandale residents.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a further discounted price for Urbandale residents who work with us on the farm over the course of a month or so.
Oh, so you can get the opportunity to work on the farm as well?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. This is what we're hoping will happen, that over time, more and more residents will venture into that space. We'll take it on as their own. We'll learn the skills. We'll craft new opportunities, both agricultural and social, in that framework.
Do you want to add something?
You know, and even though these projects are neighborhood driven, they engage lots of folks on the east side. Both the Allen's Neighborhood Center with its food projects and the Urbandale Farm have been supported by some major partners. The Urbandale Farm is supported by the Ingham County Land Bank, which mm-hmm. actually provided the land for the farm, and by the City of Lansing. And of course, you know, our project in Hunter Park is supported by Lansing Parks and Recreation, mm-hmm. our major partner in the effort.
Well, it's a great partnership and a great thing you're doing, and I'm looking forward to seeing it grow year by year. So thank you, ladies, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we have Toni Glasgow, who will be calling in. She's the Director of Career Preparation at LCC to talk about youth entrepreneurship.